start your day to away, Rabbi Moshe Wahlberg.
The Teiras Kehanim, in the beginning of Parshas Bechukesai, he brings the Pasuk Zochar Siyem HaShabbos L'Katshei. So he says, Yochel Belev, Zochar, you should remember Zochar Siyem HaShabbos L'Katshei, Shu Eimer Shomer, Harei Belev Omur. Says already Shomer Siyem HaShabbos, so we already know Belev. Hamani Mekayim Zochar, Shetehei Sheina Bepicha. That's Lashon of Teiras Kehanim. Shetehei Sheina Bepicha. The Pashtas, I mean, the word Shomer is Zochar Achidush, this Teiras Kehanim. The Pashta we know, Shomer means the Inyan of Shmira of Leisasa. That's Shomer. Shomer pen v'al is a Leisasa. And Shomer teaches us to keep the prohibitions. And in fact, the Gemara learns out, Kol sheyeshni b'shomer, yeshni b'zocher. That's how we know women are mechuyev b'kiddush. Because Shomer goes on the lavim of Shabbos, and Zocher goes on the chi of kiddush. But in this Teiras Kehanim, it's saying that Shomer is also a din in Zocher, but Zocher is shetei sheina b'picha, and Shomer is a din of shmira b'lev, to remember it. Then he goes through, in the Teiras Kehanim, he goes through all the schiris, and he says, v'chein, Zocher eser sh'osu l'cha amolik, is also yachol b'lev, k'shu emer li tishka achari b'lev amur. Hamani mekayim zocher shetehei sheine bepicha bepe, which really is such a gemara. This gemara Megillah Daf Yud Ches brings also this brisa benigea schiras amolik. Now, normally when you say in gemara in Megillah, it says over there Talmud Leimer tishkach ser habelev amur mani mekayim zocher bepe. So bepashtus it means you have to remember schiras amolik bepe. But the lashon of Teiras Kehanim is shetehei sheine bepicha. So it's in Santa's out, the Rash and the Ravid both say Pshat and Teiras Kehanim, Shetei Sheina Bepicha, Shetei Lemed Hilche Shabbos. And with Limud Hilche Shabbos, Yemekayim Shomer is Yem HaShabbos L'Katshe. Zocher is Yem HaShabbos L'Katshe. And Benigeya, Zocher is also Hamolik, Shetei Lemed Sheina Hilches Megillah. So by learning Hilchas Megillah, Psachidush. By learning Hilchas Megillah, you're Mekayim, the Inyan of Zocher, Zocher is Ashos Elecham Molech. This is learning Halachas, but it begins with Pashas Zocher. The Maisa is, Stamazay, another interesting point. The Gemara says at the end of Megillah, that Meisha Tikum Lam Yisroel, that Vaidabra Meisha is Meir De Hashem Al Bnei Yisroel, Mikan, Meisha Tikum Lam Yisroel, as she shalem v'dershim b'hilchis achag b'chag, and the Gemara teaches us hilchis pesach b'pesach, hilchis atzeres b'atzeres, and hilchis sukkis b'sukkis. That's the siyum of Masechet Megillah. B'pashtus the chiyuv is a chiyuv of learning halachas. That's halach. That's the chiyuv of learning halachas. The Magen Avraham in the beginning of Tov Chof Tes, when he speaks over there about the din of shleishim yem kedem achag, so the Magen Avraham says that there's a chiyuv of speaking every yontif minyani shel yontif, and he says l'moshel bePesach to speak minyani shel yontif minyani shel tzias Mitzrayim bePesach. Ukidiisa, like, I don't remember the lashon, but he brings the raya from Megillah Davdalit. Kidiisa Gemara Davdalit. What does it say in Davdalit? Over there the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I had the Gemara over there. Brother Megillah, I didn't bring this. Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, as Purim, Shecholi is B'Shabbos, Purim Shecholi is B'Shabbos, so you should, Purim Shecholi is B'Shabbos, you should darshan the Inyanim of Purim on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi teaches, what does it mean you should darshan the Inyanim of Purim on Shabbos? So Rashi teaches, Klor, Shelem V'Dershin, Shalem v'darshim could sound like halachas. Barashi teaches, Mamidin turgim lefnei achochem, lidresh igeres purim barab. Which pashtus means they should have a chochem, and you should darshan about the Megillah. You should darshan, not al nyoni halach, nyoni agod, about the Megillah. And so the Gemara asks, my irya, purim shecholi, my irya purim, afilu yontiv nami. This din is not a special din of Purim. because the Omar, the Tanya, Meshin Tikkun Olam LeYisrael, Sheyishelim V'Dorshim Yonah Shel Yom, Hilchas Pesach BePesach, Hilchas Atzeres BAtzeres, Hilchas Chag BeChag. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. What are you making a chiddush of Purim? That you shalem with der shminyani from Purim, lechura. That's meisha tikkun olam liyisrael. Lechura, the pashtim pshat of meisha tikkun olam liyisrael means you should learn hilchas achag. And here we're talking about darshening, not in hilchas achag. We're darshening about igeres Purim. So how you bring a raya from meisha tikkun olam liyisrael? So we see from here lechura very clear al derech. That in that Teres Kenim, just like in Teres Kenim says, Yemakayim the mitzvah of Zocher Shasul Chamolik, by learning Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Purim, Hilchas Megillah. So Al Derek Zeh, the Shelim Vedeshim Hilchas Achag. What is the din of Shelim Vedeshim? Is it a din to know the halachas? Is that the point, or to talk about the Yontif? You should know about the Yontif, just like Yemakayim Zocher Shasul Chamolik. By learning Hilchas Megillah, you mekayim the idea about Pesach. So another way of me mekayim it is by learning Kipshuti the Hilchas Pesach. That's Lechura comes out to be from this. That's the Magen Avraham's raya. Because the Magen Avraham brings a raya that there's a chiyuv on every yontif to speak about a yonishul yontif from this Gemara Dav Dalet, that the Gemara connects it to the din of Meisha Tikkun Olam Yisroel, which Lechura Lefizek comes out that it's one din. I'm just pointing out this. It's one din. There's one. It's not two dinim. It's one din. It all lies in the din of Meisha Tikkun Olam Yisroel. And you mekayim it either by speaking about the Yonishul Yontif, Divrei Agoda, or by talking about Hilchas Hayontif, which is Yoni Halacha. That's how it sounds like. The Maisa is when you open. I'm saying this is when the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. So in Tov Chof Tes, the Alter Rebbe clearly makes it two halachas. I'm just pointing out, it's like two halachas. One din is that there is a chiyuv to speak mehilchas achag bechag, and that's pseinian, that was a takona, in order that people should know the halachas of the chag. And in fact, it's brought down the Bizman Hazer that all the halachas are written down. So therefore, it's not taka so necessary, this din of hilchas achag bechag. And then there seems to be another din that you're supposed to speak minyani shelchag. Besides the hilchas achag, you're also supposed to speak minyani shelchag. Not like we're saying now. Lechura, that's where it comes out. And just another little point on this inyan, that in Simen Tov Kuf Chavtes, where also the Alter Rebbe, when he speaks about the Seder of a yontif, which is Gishmak and learn, the Seder of a yontif, Stamazeh, we'll read it a little bit. Avo pisho achilo shtia b'meyadeis, he mitzvah saseh. You shouldn't eat and drink all day, because it says Aseres Hashem Alikecha. And even though it says Aseres Lachem, the Chetzi Lachem veChetzi Lachem, Lefichach Kachi Hadas Anochino. Baboiker Mashkim Kolom Lebat Leknesis Lebat Medrashes. In the morning you wake up, you go to shul, Umispal Shachris Umusif. Then veChizl Lebateyam veOichlin Sudas Haboiker. So you eat the Sudas Aboiker, then the Hulchin Lebati Bedroshes, the Kurin Beneviim, the Dershim Ba'agoda, Ad Acher Chatzois, Kidei Lekayim Chetzi Lashem. So you davened, you ate, and then you go and Kurin Beneviim, Ad Acher Ba'agoda Beneviim, Ad Acher Chatzois. He doesn't speak about when you're learning Halacha, he doesn't speak about it. Vachar Kach Mispal Lemincha, the chazen lebateim lechel velishtes velismeach simchas yontif sharayim adalail kedei lekayim chetzi lachem. So the whole afternoon after mincha you mekayim chetzi lachem, and that's simchas yontif. And in the morning you go daven, you eat sudas haboiker, and then you go learn until mincha, you daven mincha. As they say, that's what it says. So on that Alter Rebbe in Kutis Achron says in Megillah, it says dorshin hilchas pesach bepesach. And Al Derech Zeh, the beginning of the second period in Beitza, where the Gemara says over there that Rabbi Eliezer was dashing, and they went out, and this group went out, and that group went out. So again, he was dashing Hilchas Halachas. So in that he says, that's Koidah Masuda. We see over there, it was Koidah Masuda he dashed. It's Koidah Masuda he dashed. Vice versa, they davened, there was a lot of time. They davened, and then he was still dashing, and this was still before the Suda. So then you don't dash in halachas anymore, like the Rashal, Magen Avraham, you don't dash in halachas, Elo dershin b'agoda. So there's like two times. There's the time to dash in the halachas, which is Kedem HaSuda, and this time to darshan the agoda, which is lacher asuda. So l'chura, the pashtus, it sounds like two separate dinim. And we're saying that l'chura from here, from this raya of the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham brings the raya from Meshe Rabbeinu, Tikkun Olam Yisrael. I'm saying a shtickle horror, that l'chura, that from there it will seem like it's one din, and here it comes one din, two din. Just saying, Mele Kemered and Sai Ben Agia, I go to Sai Ben Agia, look, that's Agdom. With Parsha Zohar, say a word on Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar, the Avtera, everyone knows the Avtera, Parsha Zohar, is the story where Shaul HaMelech was charged with going and to annihilate all of Amalek, Menoshim, Vatav, everything. Huh? Behemoth as well, yeah, correct. And Lepeil, he killed everyone except for Agog. And also he was Chomal al Metavatzein. Then he comes back and he says, Hakimesi is Dvar Hashem. He feels that he was Kamesi as Dvar Hashem. Shmuel tells him, Mekil Atzein. And on that he answers, he brought it back, Ashel Chomal al Metavatzein. And because of that, he lost the Malucha. That's the part of the story of Parshas Zohar, of the Haftarah of Parshas Zohar. The Pashtus Hadvarim, the reason why we read the Haftarah is because it's the Parshas Zohar, which we have the Kriya before the Asiya, the Gemara says, the Skira before the Asiya. The Asiya is, Purim is the Haman, the union of Agog, Melech Amalek. Is an enikul of Agog, like Chazal tell us that because of what happened with Shaul, that's why Hamel came to be. And the violet is another story in a story. There's this story that Shaul thought that he was Akimesis Dvarasha. He tied Akimesis Dvarasha. Until Shmuel told him, Halishmeya Mizevach Tev. That's l'chura, a story within a story. The Ika story is that he was told to wipe out Amalek. Maybe it's also important to know that he didn't wipe out Agog and Memela. As a result of that came Haman. But the Ika connection of the Avtera to Parsha Zohar is not this prat. The Ika connection of Parsha Zohar to Parsha Zohar is the fact that they're both talking about Mechias Amalek. But since everything is doch b'diuk, is leitzach, that this prat is also, it's not stam a prat, since it's here, so obviously we say it. But this prat is also negated to the story of Amalek. In other words, the problem of what happened with Shaul, Legabi Agog, and Legabi Meitav Atzein, was because there was missing the Mechias Amalek. That was part of the Mechias Amalek. In other words, like this. Shaul was HaMelech. Chazal say, the Pasuk says, Ben Shona B'molchei. Chazal say, the Gemara says in Yuma, that he was B'lichet, just like a Ben Shona has no Chet. Shaul was B'lichet, he had no Averis. He became a Melech, I think he was 52, and he had no Averis. He didn't do any Averis. So Thomas Shaul HaMelech, he was the Abish that chose him to be a Melech. Now, Shaul HaMelech went ahead and he made this mistake. What was the sort of the mistake? It was a mistake. Obviously, Chazal say, it was a mistake. What was the mistake? The Pashtus Advarim, we know, there's a union called Karbonis. What's the union of Karbonis? So Karbonis on one hand is an Aveda Ruchnis. The Ramban says, when a person brings a carbon, so he has to realize and think that really it should have happened with him. It's a union of carbon, it's a union of kiruv akeches, vachushim. You're supposed to become odim kiyakrim, mikam carbon l'Hashem. You're supposed to become closer to the Eibishter. But what's this union of taking a behema and being makrivit al gabi amizbeach? So it's mavur and kama v'kama svarim that the union of korbanis is that the behema is there's certain inyanim of elikus in the behema. Nitzutze elikus in the behema, and these nitzutzim are very high nitzutzim, and through the fact that you take the behema, and the behema is elal amizbeach, so it becomes the yisra in ha'er mitech hacheshach, and your maila these nitzutzim to the ebeshter, it becomes reich necheach l'ashem. That's becholos inyan. In other words, the karbanis is not only just an act for you to start thinking about all kinds of things. That's not the pshat. The pshat is the karbonis, the purpose of the karbonis is that there is a maila in taking a behema gashmis and being maila al gabi amizbech. And that's the inyan of taking something which is connected to klipa, behema, and being mailel gabe mizbech. Now, mitzad yisneir menacheshach. Now, everybody understands, when you speak about yisneir menacheshach, the greater the cheshach, the greater the air. What greater cheshach could there be? What greater cheshach there be? Can there be Amalek? Amalek is reishis goyim Amalek, is the tachlis of klipa. So if you have an opportunity of having meitim atzein, and you could just kill them, or you could bring them al gabi amizbeach, so it's a chamedic opportunity to take meitim atzein and to bring them as korbanos. And that was a svara g'day lebi eser. It was a svara that was a chagel that made sense in the mind of Shaul, and it made sense in seichel. Not only seichel, but seichel of the seichel of a yid of a Shaul Amelech, of a tzaddik. It makes a lot of sense. So what's the answer? So taka, why not? The answer is, it makes sense. But here's not negea sense. Over here's negea litshmeya mizevach tev. The union of, the Eibishter said, vachramtes kolach, you have to be machram all the behemoths. Mele, if a person has to derher, that when it comes to dvar avaya, to the words of Hashem, the nekudas hadvarim is kabbalah seil. You have to accept upon yourself the bitul otzum, the dvar Hashem, and you have to put your mind and your seichel away, and understand that your seichel is only there to listen and to understand what Hashem tells you, but not if Hashem tells you a clear arah, and your seichel is telling you fakert. So that's the opposite of what doesn't the taych ali shmeya mizevach tev. The best zevach could be from Amalek. Nachmer, the best zevach is your seichel. To take your seichel and connect it to the Eibishter. Because that's the zevach achitev. But on the other end, alishmeya, the inyan of Kabbalah Seil is tifer in zevach tev. And be'emes, this inyan, that Kabbalah Seil, has to go beyond seichel, transcend seichel, is really the way to fight Amalek. Because the gather of Amalek, the herazay, Amalek, there's different type of klipas in this world. But it says, Reishis goyim Amalek, vachrisi adi evet, which means, there's all types of the Shiva omis. There's different, each nation, each type of klipa represents a different inyan. You have, lemoshel, a person has an ava to gvisinyon. So how do you fight it? If you're ma'oyer, but you ava to inyon kedusha. If you have an ava to Kinyani Kedusha, so that overrides your ava to Inyanim of Klippa. You have a yira from Inyanim of Klippa, so you have it. You override it with the opposite of that, the yira to Inyanim of Kedusha. So in other words, everything of Klippa, there's the opposite in Kedusha. The opposite in Kedusha. What's the meaning of Amalek? Amalek, it says, it's chutzpah b'li taga. It's a chutzpah. In other words, Amalek is not coming with a taina. There's a certain chutzpah where the klipa comes along and says, who says? Who says? In other words, l'churi the Yidin just came out of Mitzrayim. There's am batirei sachas. And comes a ben b'liyal, and he jumps in. Why? Azay. It's not pshat, he had a taiva. Hipsy thought something's going to happen. It's a bizarre chutzpah. It's a yideas ribeini. You're going to stop being masbir about the Eibishter. He's yideas ribeini. Could be he'll be masbir you more than you know. If he knows everything, so what's going on? The answer is, we're talking about a klipa, which calling yoni is chutzpah. There's no other uptight to the klipa. The uptight of the klipa is chutzpah. That's what it is. And with a chutzpah, you can't argue. So what's the eitzah for chutzpah? The eitzah for chutzpah is that you should have a shaychus to the Eibishter without a reason. When you have a shaychus to the Eibishter with a reason, your connection to Likus is based on seichel. So then, on seichel, you can always argue. Masha'enke, when a person completes, connects himself to the Eibishter, in a way which is l'maylim and ha-seichel, and halishmeya mizevach tev, so that Shmeya Mizevach Tev, that's the opposite of Klippa. That's the antithesis of Klippa. That's the opposite of Klippa. So Memela, this story that happened over here with Shaul, wasn't stam a story that happened to happen in the story. This is part of the story. Nor since Shaul didn't fight with Amalek in that level, so also on a primizdika level he didn't fight with Amalek. And Mamela came out bepale that they became a Sofkosov, they became a Haman. They became a Haman. What is Amalek? Amalek says, Ein Hashem Sholem, Ein Akisi Sholem, Ein Hashem Sholem. What Ein Hashem Sholem? So it says, Ki Yod Al Kesko, that there's the Yud Kev Shemavaya and the Vav Kev Shemavaya. It's brought down, the Yud Kev is connected to Meichen. And the Vav Kev is connected to Maisa, to Midas and to Maisa. There's a Metzias of connecting Seichel and Maisa. A person can have Seichel, everything is fine. Everything he understands. But the Musig of understanding, of connecting the Seichel to the Maisa, needs a certain Etzema Nefesh, the connection to the Eberster, which through that your Mamshev Seichel and Maisa. And that's the Melchom with Amalek. Just to bring again this Inyan, there is, we see Amod the Maisa, by Purim, there's a mitzvah that everybody doesn't, it's very hard to understand the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, Chayiv Inish, the Iker Mitzvah of Purim is Chayiv Inish Lepsumi Bepuriyad Eliyad. You could say that's the Iker Mitzvah. There's a lot of mitzvahs. There's Kama Mitzvahs on Purim. But the Purim is called Yimei Mishter V'Simcha. The whole day is a Yimei Mishter V'Simcha. And what kind of Mishter V'Simcha is supposed to be? Chayiv Inish Lepsumi Bepuriyad Eliyad. And everyone asks, how can you have? And what's Liyad? Liyad Bein Orer Homel Baruch Mordechai. What's the pshat? How could the Torah expect us? How could there be a mitzvah? Everyone asks the question. We don't have to explain the question. The question is obvious. So Chassidus explains a gishmak epshat. There is a concept called orer homan. Orer homan means you have to stay away from avirus. And there is a concept called baruch mordechai. Baruch mordechai means you have to connect to mitzvahs. Orer homan and baruch mordechai. And there is a concept where a person has, some people have more of a gishmak and staying away from avirus. Their personality is more to be very, very nizam. There's certain people that their personality is more baruch mordechai. They're very big into mitzvah sasei. But mitzvah leisa says by them not so strong. In other words, everyone has his teva. Then there is a concept where you say, chayiv inish lepsumi bepur, you have to reach that level of connection to the Eibishter, that there's no difference between baruch mordechai and orer homan. In other words, both of them are coming because of that total commitment to the Eibishter, which is so deep that it's not negay what your tev is. In other words, Shaul went achar atam because his seichel dictated this is the way it's supposed to be. Mashiach, when a person reaches a level which is higher than seichel, when a person reaches a level that is higher than seichel, so all the yanim of seichel I'll become nothing. Just maybe I'm not saying it over. Doesn't the mekudas hadvar? Mitfrig gerat mikared nagod on halacha. So I want to say a psavort in halacha. Mistami felt that it would be a great accomplishment to kill Agog in front of everybody. To kill Agog in front of everybody would be a great accomplishment. That would probably be like a good for morale. And against whatever. L'chur, Echmein does. Zag tasvar, zag chasvar. Yeah. The Rambam Paskins, that everybody is mechuyev in Mikra Megillah, Anoshim, Vavodim Mishukhror. Avodim Mishukhror means only Avodim which were freed. Pashas Lashon Rambam, it comes out that Avodim She'ena Mishukhrorim are not chayv. Now the question is, we have a rule, we learn out lo lo miisha, that whatever women are chayiv, avodim are chayiv. Whatever women are chayiv, avodim are chayiv. So l'chura, since women are mechuyev and mikra megillah, so why is it that avodim are not mechuyev? That's a kash. It's a kash.
The whole thing of Purim is freedom.
Neila. Purim is Cheirus. I mean. Pesach is Cheirus.
Yichet.
It's a kash. It's the Maisel Azei. The din is that women are Mechuyev and Mikra Megillah. Idach Kira. Was Eidach Kira. Babush Tach Kira from Briskerov. He declares, what's the havon of this din that women are... The Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Shua Malevi, that Noshim amuchuy hakel mechuy mikra megillah, also Noshim. Noshim amuchuy mikra megillah. The women amuchuy in mikra megillah. Yeah. I'm Rabbi Shua Malevi, Noshim chayov is mikra megillah. Sha'af hein hoyu beise anes. What's that? Sha'af hein hoyu beise anes. So, the pashtus of Shara Zay, normally, mitzvah sasei shazman grama, women are potter. Women are potter with mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Tesis says in Brachis and Psochim that even mitzvah sasei midrabonan, shazman grama, also women are potter. Women should be potter. Because called the tikkun rabbonan came the raisa tikkun. So, mele be pashtus, women are potter from mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Now, there's a special limut that we say that since Afhein Hoyu Be'isei HaNes, they were also part of the Nes of Purim. So Memele, they are Mechuyim in Mikra Megillah. In other words, if not for the Afhein Hoyu Be'isei HaNes, they would have been put. But since Afhein Hoyu Be'isei HaNes, therefore the Chayv. So on that, Kemen Kler, you could think, what's the Pshat? Is the Pshat is that there's two dinim over here. There's one din, there's two dinim the rabbon. Is one din is that there's a chiyuv mikra megillah for men, and it's only a chiyuv for men because it's a mitzvah say shazman grama, only men are mechuyev. And then there's another chiyuv. There's another chiyuv for women, which that chiyuv for women comes as a result of avhein hoyu beisei anes. In other words, they're not included in the regular din. It's not the regular chiyuv the rabbon on women are potter. Because Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. But there's another, a secondary din derabbanan, that women should be chayiv because Afhein Hoyu Be'isei HaNes. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that you could say that no, that since Bepel Afhein Hoyu Be'isei HaNes, so when the Chachamim instituted that there should be a chiyuv of Mikra Megillah, Lechatchila, the Chachamim instituted it, that it should be in a way that women are also chayiv. In other words, they never instituted this din that it's only men and not women. It's not there's two takonas. There's one takona. Takona is that all yidna mechuyev mikra megillah, regardless. Is the mitzvah aseh shazman grama. That idea that it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama was, so to speak, disregarded. And therefore, the original din was instituted for men and women. Nochamo. Isn't pshat that there was a chiyuv on men, and it's not on women, and then there was another chiyuv on women? Or the pshat is that the chatchila there was a chiyuv on both. The Meila, the Shaila Zazeh, there is a din that whatever women are mechuyev, avodim are mechuyev. Whatever women are mechuyev, avodim are mechuyev. Now, what pshat, whatever women are mechuyev, avodim are mechuyev? So, vice to is, that din means all the mitzvahs that be'etzim women are mechuyev, that there's no din of mitzvahs, asei shazman grama, avodim are also mechuyev. But what about a mitzvah that be'etzim women are potim? Why? Because the mitzvah, asei shazman grama. And there's rather a special din that women are chayiv because Afhein Hoyu Be'isei HaNes. So in such a din, Avodim also included. Or maybe in such a din, Avodim aren't included. The din that Avodim are included in Mitzvah Shanoshim Mechuyavis only means that the Anoshim are Be'etzim Mechuyavis. And those like Leisasa, or those mitzvahs that like Zohar Shema Shabbos Lekachi, which women are Be'etzim Mechuyav. Masha'in came, mitzvahs that women are Be'etzim not Mechuyav. It's just that it was instituted that it should be Afhein Hoyu Be'isei HaNes. On that mitzvah could be Avodim Ar Namachuyv. And that's what the Lech Mishnah explains. Lech Mishnah explains, why does the Rambam hold that Avodim are potter from mitzvahs of Mikra Megillah? Because Be'etzim women are also potter. The only reason why women are potter is because there's a din of Afhein Hoyu Be'isei HaNes. That din of Afhein Hoyu Be'isei HaNes doesn't extend to Avodim. Doesn't extend to Avodim. The Tur, on the other hand, Paskins, that Avodim, doesn't say the word Mishukhrarim, Avodim Amukhuyiv. So the Beis Yosef points out on the Tur, and he says, Taka, the Tur is arguing with the Rambam. The Tur is arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam says that Avodim Mishukhrarim, Avodim that Sheinim Mishukhrarim Apotter. And the Tur seems to be saying that Avodim are also Chayiv. That Avodim are also Chayiv. So says the Brisker Rav, that Eino Chinami, that's Taka Machlekes. The Tur, the Chkira, that Chkira, in this din, that Nashim Amchoyev Mikl Megillah. Because Avhein Hoyu Beisei Anes, and you can learn it two ways. Either that it was a new institution for women, Mitzad Avhein Hoyu Beisei Anes, or Mitzad Avhein Hoyu Beisei Anes, they remained with the regular din, and it was never instituted that it has a din of a mitzvah asei shazman grama. That goof is the machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur. This, the Rambam holds that it's a new din on women. That the din of Avhein Hoyu Beisei Anes is a new din. And since it's a new din, so therefore it doesn't extend to Avodim. Masha'inke in the Tur holds it's not a new din. The Chachomim, just because of Avhein Hoyu Beisei Anes, never gave it the din of Mitzvah Asei Shazman Grama, and therefore women are part of the original Chiv, and since they're part of the original Chiv, so Mimele, it extends also to Avodim She'inu Mushukrar. That's what the Briskerov says. So in other words, by Briskerov it comes out of Dover HaPoshut, that this is the Chikina which is told in the Machlekes, the Rambam and Tur. The Maisi is the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef himself also mentions this Machlekes, and he says another beer, a very Pashta beer, not a Lomdash beer, a very Pashta beer. There is a Machlekes, Harishenim, what is the Pshat in Avhein Hoyu Beisei Anes? You do it. The Rashbam says that Avhein Hoyu Beisei Anes means that the Iker Anes happened through Aisha, through Esther. So the Lashon Afhein Oyu Beis Anes sounds like Afhein, they also. But the Emes says it wasn't only Afhein. The Iker Anes Nasa Yid Aisha. That's why women are Mechuyim and Mikra Megillah. Azish Tein Rajbam. And that Tesis asks, Megillah Dav Dalet, that Lechure, that's not the Lashon. Lashon is Afhein Oyu Beis Anes. So therefore, says the Tesis, and the Emes Rashi also says that, that Pshat Afhein Hoyu Beis Anes, they were part of Gzeiros Haman. They were part of Gzeiros Haman. They were part of Gzeiros Haman. And since they were part of Gzeiros Haman, so Memele, the Chiyuvim of Megillah applied to them as well. So says the Beis Yosef, that it could be that the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Tur, is Takatoli, and this Machlekes between the Rashbam and Tesvis and the Havan of Afhein Hoyu Beis Anes. If the Taichas Afhein Hoyu Beisei Anes was a special din in notion that Esther was Esther. Esther was an Isha Yisraelis. And she was, through her, the Nes happened. So Mela, as a result of that, all Noshim also have a Chiyuv. Masha'inkin Avodim Mehecha Tesa. So in other words, he's also accepting, in other words, Beis Yosef, the Teretz of Lacha Mishnah, that a chiv which is a mechudesh to nashim doesn't apply to avodim. A chidish mechudesh to nashim doesn't apply to avodim. And memela, this is that memela. So since it's a chiv mechudesh to nashim, because it was dafke Esther. Esther was a yid. So memela doesn't apply to avodim. That's only if you assume that together afhein oyis beis anes means Esther. Mashaengin, if you're going to assume that afhein oyu beis anes, if you're going to nemon, that Afhein Hoyu Beisei Anes is like Tesis and Rashi, that they were also Nichlal in the Gzeira. They were all also Nichlal in the Gzeira, and therefore they were part of the Nes. So the question is, Dover Tashayla, was the Gzeira's Haman also an Avodim? Was they also an Avdi Yisrael? So he typed the Sataina, this by Shakl Vatar, he comes of Dinga Vengen Damechet, but he wanted, because Lechura, he, under the time, he was himself an Eved. He was the Chal himself an Eved Knaini. So how can he make a Gzeira and Avodim? How can he make a Gzeira and Avodim? Aber, according to Beis Yosef, it comes out that the Gzeira was Al Kol Amulim. Anyone that was a mole Al Tzayid, a Yid Shemila, he was B'chalal Al Gzeira. In fact, there's a Yaris Dvash. Rabbi Yenis Naipshins writes that the reason why Meshe Rabbeinu, Santa Zach, the reason why Meshe Rabbeinu asked Yeshua to be the one to fight with Amalek, say Yilochim v'Amalek, he told to Yeshua, is because Meisha was Neilad Mol. Mele, he didn't have that Inyan of Mila, that Inyan of Mila, because he was a Neilad Mol. Mashenkin Yeshua is very Shaykhus to the Inyan of Mila, Charvis Tsurim, he was the Malus Bnei Yisrael later. So Mele, he's very Shaykhus to the Inyan of Mila, so therefore, and Amalek was Katsus, the Milis, and the Orlis, and he was Zorak Hapi Mile, he was against the Inyan of Mila. So the Mela, so it comes out Lefi, this word of the Beis Yosef, that the Machlekes, the says everyone agrees in Inyan to this Yisod, that a Mechudish Dikah, Chiyav of Noshim, doesn't apply to Avodah. That's Poshut. M'chudesh dika chiv tenoshim doesn't apply to avodim. However, the shaila is what kind of m'chudesh dika din was it? So according to Briska Rav, machlekes is hagufa. Was it a m'chudesh dika din or not? Was it a m'chudesh dika din or not? Masha'enkin, according to Bais Yosef, it was definitely a m'chudesh dika din. And it was for sure. It wasn't. It had a din of a mitzvah seish hazman gram. And memeila be'atzim, the etzim din only applied to men and not to women. Only applied to men and not to women. The shaila is when it was instituted that it should be for women. It was mitzad hafein hoyu beis yanes aravodim v'she'enim shukrarim also included hafein hoyu beis yanes. That and zed in the kudus hashaila. That's in the kudus hashaila. The ma'aseh says look, kamar rayas according to Homnish the tzaido. To this kamarayas lekan or lekan, is yadua that there's a whole shaila if a woman could be meitzi a man in mikra megillah. The ganze shaila, it's a shaila shulchan aruch, zamachleis rishenim, tesis taka megillah, brings a rashi and erchin that a woman could be meitzi a man, and there are some that hold that a woman can be meitzi from the bahag, the isha meitzi a mina, avalei anoshim, a woman could only be meitzi a isha, she can be meitzi a anoshim. Lechura, if the din is, let's just clear, if this is this side, if the din is that be'etzem, the mitzvah is a mitzvah sasei, the hein hoyu be'isi anes, accomplished that it should never have a din of a mitzvah sasei shazman gram. And if that's the case, women are mechuyev mamish like men, because it never had a din of a mitzvah sasei shazman gram. It's like echveis, like birchas hamazon. If you hold noshim mitzvah, says birchas hamazon, they rise. It's a new din. It's part of the same din. So how could there be a svara that a woman can be meitzi a man? If it's the same din, it's obviously a woman can be meitzi a man. So those that hold that women can be meitzi a man, benegev mikra megillah, must hold that it's tudin. Those that hold that a woman could be meitzi a man could also hold it's tudin. But from that aspect, since you're mechuyev mitzad this din, and you're mechuyev mitzad this din, but you're both mechuyev, so one can be meitzi the other. You could clear. Could you? Can't you? But if you hold that women aren't meitzi men, if you hold women aren't meitzi men, so lechura, there's nothing to clear about. It's like obvious. I'm saying that that's lechura. If we're saying that we're having a chakira. Whether this din of afhein hoyu beisei anas is a din mechudish. Or the pshat is that Afhein Hoyu Beis Anes is just telling us that there was never a din of a mitzvah saseisha as mangram. So some people could say, psalomdis, that not mukhrich, mehecha tesin to say, make such a din. Why should the Chacham institute a din on the men and say that it's a din of a mitzvah saseisha as mangram, which noshim apturis, and then say a new din that women are chayiv mitzad Afhein Hoyu Beis Anes? So we see in Shulchan Aruch that there's a svara that the chiyuv of women is only shmiya, not mikra. There's no chiyuv of mikra megillah. There's only a chiyuv of shmias megillah. There's a svara that women can be meitzi mina veina meitzi eina mina. So according to that side, for sure there's such a svara. The shaila is there a svara the other way? So Bamis is the, as we said, there's the kamarayas that could be it's a machlekes tanoim in this din, maybe a different gelegenheit. I don't know if I'm going to